Prevention Research Center will be joining us to discuss that tragic shooting in Texas. It's now 6 o'clock and WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Election in Virginia. Complete coverage Tuesday night on WMAL.
A Cumulus station.
News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by LongRoofing.com. There were some electrifying moments in the final minutes of play in Seattle as the Redskins fell behind, then went ahead, then watched as the Seahawks tried to pull it out.
Wilson in the shotgun. He's going to throw it up for grabs. Looking for the end zone. Ball is up, and it is dropped. It is incomplete. Redskins win! 17-14. And a great comeback here tonight in Seattle.
Larry Michael with the call here on WMAL. The Redskins are now 4-4 on the season. They'll face Minnesota at home next Sunday. Police in Texas have identified the man who killed at least 26 people at a small church yesterday. His 26-year-old Devin Kelly. He was discharged from the Air Force for allegedly assaulting his wife and child. Meanwhile, the town of Sutherland Springs has been devastated.
We're talking fewer than 700 people live in Sutherland Springs, Texas. So 26 people massacred in a church while they are worshiping on a Sunday morning. That's about 4% of the population.
Correspondent Diane Gallagher. Virginians go to the polls tomorrow. Now, in the past, you might have been able to look to certain places to see where the Commonwealth as a whole is leaning, but not so much anymore.
The true bellwether might not be how a certain county votes, but how high Democrat Ralph Northam's numbers are in Northern Virginia, says UVA political scientist Jeffrey Skelly.
For Gillespie, it's all about minimizing the margins that Northam's going to win in these places.
Loudoun and Prince William counties used to be considered indicators of where the Commonwealth as a whole is leaning, but look at what happened last year, Skelly says.
You know, Loudoun County and Prince William County went very comfortably for Clinton by, you know, about 21, 22 points in Prince William and by about 17 in Loudoun, so they weren't close.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Now, there's been plenty of negative ads in the Virginia governor's race this year, but in Annapolis, the battle for mayor has taken a different tack.
The mayor of Annapolis, a first-term Republican, is condemning a flyer that lampoons his Democratic challenger. The flyer makes fun of Gavin Buckley's status as an immigrant and challenges his speech. Buckley immigrated to the U.S. nearly 40 years ago from Australia. Now Annapolis Mayor Mike Pantelides is denouncing the negative campaign flyers as hateful speech, adding, "This is hurting me, not helping me." As for Buckley, he insists he was not offended by the flyer that compares him to Crocodile Dundee, saying Australians know how to laugh at themselves. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
Under pressure from the president to approve tax reform by Thanksgiving, House Republicans are looking to make changes to win more votes.
The outline is there and was widely reported on last Thursday and Friday. Now, Republicans in the U.S. House must decide the final version of their 400-page tax cuts and reform plan, what gets added, what stays, all in an effort to win enough GOP-only support. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan on Fox News Sunday acknowledging one possible addition would be the elimination of the individual coverage mandate of Obamacare.
We have an active conversation with our members on a whole host of ideas on things to add to this bill, and that's one of the things that's being discussed.
President Trump tweeted his support for the idea of killing the Obamacare mandate in the tax bill. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,539, the NASDAQ at 67,64. Sports, a win for the Redskins in Seattle. Also wins for the Cowboys and Eagles. The Giants lose, the Ravens lose. The Raiders beat the Dolphins in the late game. NBA, the Wizards get 38 points from Bradley Beal to beat the Raptors. NHL, the Caps host Arizona tonight. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Let me throw something at you.
Rush.
I'm the mayor of Realville. That means I'm a literalist. That also means I am really, unique.
Weekdays noon till 3.
Rush.
Another reason why I am where I am here.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Save up to 60% during the Mattress Warehouse Veterans Day Sale, with mattresses starting at just $99 in stock to take home today, and over 30 queen mattresses for less than $799. Save up to $1,200 on select brands, including a free box spring. Mattress Warehouse, Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer, now offering up to $500 off select Tempur-Pedic purchases, plus 0% financing and free delivery. Visit sleephappens.com to find a Mattress Warehouse store near you.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on Route 5 northbound. Boy, these delays have grown quickly here. If you're heading through Brandywine, the crash is going to be well up ahead. So we have a long lineup. Be prepared. Northbound 5 right near Earnshaw Drive. That puts it before Surratt's Road. Under police direction, if you're taking 301 Crane Highway at the split, no delays or problems on that stretch. On Route 4, checking that out, seeing a little bit of volume here as you head up toward the Suitland Parkway before you get up toward the Beltway. Better news on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Inside the Beltway, as you head through Riverdale, I'm not seeing any delays now. We did have the crash, if you heard me talk about it, on the exit ramp to go to 295, right where it splits 295 New York Avenue. That's been cleared. Odenton area 32, we have the crash as you're heading in the westbound direction at Telegraph Road, that too, under police direction in that stretch. Update sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front on the move. That's our next rainmaker. After a mild, breezy morning, showers, thunderstorms come in this afternoon from west to east at a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 59 in Vienna, 61 in Silver Spring, 61 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Senator Rand Paul's injuries from a weekend attack at his home in Kentucky are more severe than initially reported. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. Happy Monday to you. Joining us at 6:35, John Lott. He is the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. We'll discuss that deadly shooting in Texas with him at 7:05. It's Joe DeGeneva. At 7:35, it's Trevor Maddich. At 7:45, the chair of Ed Gillespie's campaign, Pete Schneider, is with us. At 8:05, it's Michael Auslan. He is with the Hoover Institute, and he's going to give us an overview of President Trump's trip to Asia. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonnaise.
Well, good morning. President of the United States beginning that Asia tour in Japan, spending the last couple days there. He's there till the 7th. So whenever that happens in Japan, which is today at some point, I guess, but moving into the tomorrow time frame, you'll have him finally leave Japan. But in the process, while he's been there, he's had a pretty interesting time. Have you seen this video of him feeding koi yet? Him and Prime Minister Abe, they step out of the emperor's residence, and they're feeding. They go to this koi pond. Here's what it says. This is the way the poll report describes it. This is the White House poll report by Washington Post's David McNamara. The leaders were escorted to the back of the building for lunch in a dining room overlooking a koi pond. The leaders chatted while walking along a path covered in pebbles, and then Abe showed Trump some items, including food for the fish and small wooden boxes. They entered the building, and aides opened a glass screen door, and a Japanese aide clapped loudly above the pond, perhaps to get the attention of the fish. The two leaders then leaned out and began throwing spoonfuls of the food into the water before eventually turning over the bowls and just dumping the rest out. So the funny thing is here that the American press, well, not funny, deceitful, but also funny. The American press has mostly just covered this as Trump is a big oaf who dumped his entire box of fish food out into the koi pond. And there's some great photos of this. Just him, he overturning his hand with the wooden box and all of the little round orbs of fish food just like falling out. American style. Like, you want to eat, you're going to eat. Here's the Big Mac of koi food. But Shinzo Abe apparently moments before had also dumped his box out. They gave them these like cute little wooden spoons. And Trump's trying to take spoonfuls as if he's got like corn pops. And he's just like chucking them. He's digging in, just throwing koi food to the fish. And this, by the way, this is all my favorite feature of Trump's visit to Asia, is that he's going to be expected to follow all sorts of like Asian protocols while he's there. And I don't think he's going to follow most of them.
He could not look more disinterested in feeding these fish. He's like, really? I got to feed the fish. He's like tossing these this spoonful of fish food. He looked like a disinterested flower girl walking down the aisle. You know when the flower girl really wants nothing to do with this entire exercise, but she's forced to throw the flowers.
Right.
And she picks up handfuls of it and throws them on the ground. Yeah. It's kind of what he looked like.
Somebody
here.
Did her hair like against her will.
He's just tossing it. Totally disinterested. And then he just goes, boom, and just does all that. All right. He tossed like three spoonfuls. He's like, all right, I'm done.
Boom, said, I'm
the
done.
Whole thing goes. It's hilarious.
The president also went golfing with the prime minister this weekend. And, you know, the centerpiece of this trip is North Korea, talking about a lot of conversations about the trilateral arrangements between Japan, the United States, and South Korea to continue doing military exercises, to continue up-arming that region, the United States providing support there, and trying to rein in North Korea, arguing forcefully for Japan's position in the UN, hopes for its involvement in the Security Council. This is all sort of at the center of this. Additionally, we know the president dissatisfied by the trade deficit that the United States has with Japan. And the White House has said in a statement that came up too. They said that the trade deficit in 2016 was $68.8 billion for the United States and Japan. And the president, quote, emphasized the importance of taking steps to address this matter and to achieve more balanced trade. A lot of topics of conversation, but again, North Korea, the centerpiece of all of this.
I was going to say, did you see the hats that they had? You talk about North Korea,
oh, yeah.
You know, and of course they had these done. And you discussed North Korea. Well, you know, Japan's right there. So, of course, they're very worried about North Korea.
Right.
Well, it looks like Shinzo Abe and President Trump have a little bromance going on. And you know Abe, of course, is going to go out of his way because they need America to protect them from North Korea. He had white baseball caps made, and it says "Make Alliances Great Again." It's a white baseball cap with gold writing. Make a line, and they signed each other's hats and then wore them when they went golfing.
Made in China.
Made in China.
It's so great. And then here's the other one. So I mentioned feeding koi. The other one that's all of a sudden getting all this attention is that President Trump refused to bow to the emperor. So the emperor in Japan is kind of, I mean, it's basically a ceremonial position now. But you have an emperor and an empress, his wife. And the video of the president meeting the two of them just involves him extending a hand, giving a nice handshake, and giving just kind of a subtle nod. I mean, the kind of nod that you'd give to somebody you're like walking past on the street, like, good to see you. That was it. And I've already seen a couple people sharing pictures of when President Obama went to visit with the emperor, giving the world's deepest bow. Like, he's like a full 90 degrees keeled over at the waist, whereas Trump has not bowed. And the White House, in a statement, said something to the effect of, that's just not his style. No, he's not going to bow. It's not his style. So I think there's going to be some people who are encouraged by that. You remember all the stories of Obama bowing to everyone as he traveled the world?
In the picture with him with the emperor, Obama almost looks like he's going to try to see if he can kiss his knees, like his own knees. Like, yes. He's bent so far over, it's amazing. It's like Greg Louganis getting ready to do a dive, right? Like he's in the pike position, uh-huh. Ready to go.
The White House. This is an administration official traveling with Trump told DailyMail.com. This is David Martasco writing. That bowing is, quote, not his style, never has been. Not his style, never has been.
I don't think President Trump could probably bow very far.
You think there's a physical limitation here?
There's a little girth in the way.
Well, the President Obama, of course, bowed to King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia, as well as the emperor and the empress when he went to Japan, and others. So he developed a habit of bowing that President Trump is not maintaining as he travels to Japan. So, again, this is kicking off an interesting trip, a long one, as he has, 11 days or so, as he's going to stick around Asia for a while, visiting places like the Philippines, China, South Korea. And much is being made, especially of this South Korean visit, over whether or not Kim Jong-un will conduct another missile test while the president is there. It does seem like a good invitation for him to do that, that he's not been afraid to do that in the past, and he might want to put up a demonstration while the president's there.
Well, remember, the last time Abe and Trump were together was at Mar-a-Lago, and that is when Kim Jong-un did a missile test. Remember the pictures of the two of them at the restaurant outside at Mar-a-Lago by cell phone light, looking at maps and things?
Right.
So that's the last time they got together that happened, so...
With Chi, right? When he had the... Oh, wait, so... Xi was when he was...
Oh, was it with Xi? I thought it was with Abe.
When Trump was with Xi, that was when you had the Syrian missile fly in and they were eating chocolate cake.
Okay, I thought it was Abe and it was North Korea. So I'm totally wrong. Ignore everything I just said there. That's what I thought it was the
last
time.
That was the big moment.
Thank you, Mike McKay, pointing and laughing at me.
I
appreciate that.
But you know who knows all about chocolate cake diplomacy? Michael Oslin. He's an Asia fellow at the Hoover Institution. He's going to break down this entire Asia trip for us this morning when we chat with him at 8:05.
And it is 6:15, and that means it is time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Marilyn. Boy, we're struggling here early on with a couple of problems. Route 5. Now, what authorities are saying is it's a car stuck in the mud, so they need to try to get this out of here. So that's why we're seeing so much activity. Northbound 5 near Earnshaw Drive, that puts it near before you get to Surratt's Road. But boy, I'm looking at delays back almost near McKendry Road, back near Cedarville Road. So expect that to take some time to get through. On 210, if you're pushing northbound near Livingston Road, crash is reported. Now, wherever we are good right now is across the Wilson Bridge, across the American Legion Bridge, but getting there now into Joint Base Andrews. Brand new incident just popped up. Inner loop of the Beltway before you get to Route 5, Branch Avenue. So keep alert. 32, it was a truck fire. If you're heading over toward Fort Meade, westbound 32, we're bunched up to get you past Telegraph Road. Police directing around there. And on 270, looks like there's some debris reported on the roadway, scattered across some of the lanes, 270 south near 118. Thus, those delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, scattered thunderstorms developing this afternoon with a high of 73, chance of rain 40%. Tonight, some passing clouds with a slight chance of a shower throughout the evening, a low of 45. And then tomorrow, cloudy, occasional rain in the afternoon with a high of 52, chance of rain tomorrow 70%. Currently in our nation's capital, it's 61 degrees, and this traffic and weather is brought to you by Adirondack Tree Experts.
When it comes to expert tree service, there's no room for mistakes. Adirondack Tree Experts are the top-rated tree care and removal company in the D.C. metro area. Call 301-595-2827. Ask Adirondack about their November special.
All right, in Virginia, there is a race that is coming up. I don't know if you've heard about this, but apparently there is a gubernatorial race.
Oh, yeah.
That is coming, yes. And there are a couple of different polls out to talk about. Everybody's doing a poll. The big poll that everyone is talking about is a poll by Optimus Firehouse Strategies. Now, some of these companies I have not heard of, but I wonder if they do smaller polling. You know, for more like state races as opposed to national races.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're just like commissioned by the party in the state, and they're leaning either Democrat or Republican.
Well, Optimus Firehouse Strategies has a new poll out showing Ed Gillespie with a 3-point lead over Ralph Northam. Now, another poll, this one from Virginia Quantitative Research, reveals they have Ed Gillespie over Ralph Northam by 2 points. So you've got one with 3 points, one with 2 points. We talked about the poll that from Monmouth University. 41% of Virginians believe that Ed Gillespie would do a better job handling the economy. So that's another, obviously, another point there for Ed Gillespie. If you think that he's going to do better with the economy right now, he could literally hang up that sign, Ed Gillespie, it's the economy, stupid. Because seriously, that's what people are worried about right now, is their pocketbooks. They're worried about their wallets. And so that's an important thing. Now, there was a survey done by Women Trend, a polling company. A polling company, Inc. That's what it's called. A polling company, Inc. And Women Trend. And they found that Ed Gillespie is leading by 3 points, 46% to 43%. A Rasmussen poll has them tied at 45%. But notice, not one of the polls has Ralph Northam leading. All of the polls have Ed Gillespie leading by 2 or 3 points or tied. That's the Rasmussen poll shows them tied. Now, I don't like to get overconfident. You know, I'm just not a big fan of getting overconfident. So it's going to be a very interesting race. It's down to the wire, literally down to the wire. And when we were at the diner on Friday, we were at the Metro 29 Diner in Virginia. There was a lot of enthusiasm for Ed Gillespie, a lot of enthusiasm for him. A lot of people saying, you know, but I also heard a couple came up to me and said they had driven quite far to get there and said, once you get away from like the more suburban areas and you get into the more urban areas, you saw a lot more support for Ralph Northam,
right,
which I think is the usual breakdown in these types of races. You know, the Democrat tends to lead the urban areas.
Here's one of the takeaways I had from the Metro 29 Diner, and this is consistent with the experience and the conversations I've had with a lot of people. Whatever you think of Ed Gillespie, this goes back to sort of, there's people, for instance, who voted for Donald Trump on the basis of the fact that they despise Donald Trump's opponents. Not that they love Donald, not that they love President Trump, but that they despise his opponents. And what this last week in Virginia politics has done is it's brought out people who don't have a love for Ed Gillespie,
right,
but they have a sincere distaste for Ralph Northam.
And so
it's one of these things. I don't like you, but I hate them. And you are getting people who are all of a sudden on Ed's side for that reason.
Yeah, and that ad by the Latino Victory Fund, I think, really pushed a lot of people over the edge in voting for Ed Gillespie, because they just think that ad was just so vile and so wrong. And Breitbart put together Ralph Northam's top 10 blunders. The number one blunder is that ad by the Latino Victory Group. Here is Tom Perez, head of the DNC, discussing that ad on Meet the Press yesterday.
And the Republican Party's response that it was basically, Democrats don't like it when when Republicans stereotype. Aren't you stereotyping? Are all pickup trucks? I drive a pickup truck. I mean, are all pickup truck drivers racist? That's what the ad... do you understand why some people think the ad implies that?
Well, you know, Chuck, let's be clear about what's happening in the race in Virginia and in all too many races. Dog whistle politics. Steve Bannon just endorsed Ed Gillespie in Virginia this morning. And throughout this campaign, Ed Gillespie has been fear-mongering. He's been doing the same thing Donald Trump did. That's not fair. That's not right.
Fear-mongering.
Virginia, under Ralph Northam's leadership, under Justin Fairfax's leadership, they're looking for a way to unite people. And Ed Gillespie, throughout the campaign, has been dividing people. And when you hit the bully back and the bully starts crying, those are crocodile tears to me.
Party have to do some soul searching if you don't win Virginia governor.
Oh, we're going to win Virginia governor.
Whose ad featured a truck running down children in the streets? Was that Ed Gillespie? I don't remember that.
I just love that Chuck Todd said, I own a pickup truck. Am I a racist? And notice he did not answer that question.
7:45 this morning, we'll be joined by Pete Snyder. He's the campaign chairman for Ed Gillespie and a great guest one day ahead of Election Day. Listen to that.
6:23 on WMAL.
MS-13 is terrorizing Northern Virginia communities, yet liberal Dante Tanner wants to create sanctuary cities that could put dangerous illegal immigrants into our communities and put families at risk. Dante Tanner is wrong for Virginia. Tim Hugo will stop the creation of sanctuary cities and continue to fight for a stronger, safer Virginia. Keep Tim Hugo working for our community. Vote Tim Hugo for delegate on November 7th.
Paid for and authorized by Friends of Tim Hugo.
I want to talk to you about your windows. Thompson Creek Window Company has some smart ways for you to save. Replace your old windows with new energy-efficient Thompson Creek windows. Your home will be more comfortable this winter, and you'll save on heating bills. You'll save even more when you buy three windows, and you get one free with zero-interest financing until 2019. Zero interest. So visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Their windows are built specifically for our climate and just for your home. They're built right here in a local factory. They're professionally installed by experts. As I said, right now is the best time to replace your windows. I went to visit the factory, and one thing I learned is that when the temperature gets cold, so like tomorrow when it starts to get colder, feel your window on the inside. Does it feel cold? If it feels cold, that means cold air is getting into your home, and that is driving up your heating bills. You need to replace those windows. You will ultimately, in the end, save so much money. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK now to take advantage of the November sale from Thompson Creek Window Company, or go to thompsoncreek.com. It's a sweet deal.
Republicans in Congress just released a new plan for tax reform. What's in it for you?
Deductions for families doubled, so your first $24,000 of income is tax-free. Child tax credits increased. Tax returns simplified. Loopholes closed, so everybody pays their fair share. Small business taxes cut. Investment for new job creation boosted. And most important, America's middle class gets real tax cuts. Read the plan for yourself at passtaxreform.org. It's a simpler, fairer tax code with independent analysis showing more than $1,200 in tax cuts for a typical middle class family. That means more money in your pocket. It's time to modernize our tax code, make American businesses more competitive, and help bring jobs back from overseas. So thank Congresswoman Barbara Comstock. She's fighting for the middle class tax cuts working Americans need. Paid for by American Action Network.
It's 6:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. And here we go. Coming in from the west, you know, it's not too bad on 66. So we need to ease into this morning commute. We have a little bit of volume in Manassas towards Centerville. Again, Fair Oaks toward Nutley Street. It's getting to 66 in Centerville right now. What was initially reported as a stalled car. Northbound 28 prior to 68 before you get to Braddock Road. So do watch for a bit of activity there. No problems to report right now heading around the Beltway through Annandale and Tyson's. In fact, looks great, nice and wide open. We do have some delays on the Maryland Beltway, topside through Silver Spring, pretty normal backups there. And now with the crash, heading around toward Joint Base Andrews, the accident is going to be on the inner loop after Route 4, but before you get to Route 5, Branch Avenue. Speaking of Route 4, heading up toward the Beltway, have an incident reported as you pass Dower House Road. It was reported as a car stuck in the mud. Looks like we may have lanes reopened here. It's getting a little bit better northbound 5, the closer you get to Earnshaw Drive, but it did cause big backups as you head north out of Brandywine. Update sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Now to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Little damp for the commute home later today. Scattered showers, thunderstorms coming in from the west with a cold front. Maybe some heavy downpours in spots, 73 degrees on a south breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it's 61 degrees at 627 on WMAL. All right, another one may be biting the dust here in the Mueller investigation. Federal investigators, it is believed, have gathered enough evidence to bring charges in the case of Michael Flynn and his son.
Oh, they got him on Russia collusion?
Oh, you know, no. I know it's about Russia collusion.
What is the point of this investigation? Well, everyone's just getting in trouble for their old parking tickets.
We have a new branch of government. Uh-huh. It is now run by Robert Mueller. It's a new law enforcement agency.
What kind of budget do they have?
It's limitless. They have a taxpayer wallet. Yeah. This has to do with alleged dealings with Turkey.
Uh-huh.
So, and when Barack Obama was president. But, you know, maybe they'll find something on Trump and Russia soon, coming up.
Come on, Mueller. Give it to us.
628 on WMAL.
Some of Virginia's worst criminals had their rights restored because of Ralph Northam's risky policy. Northam supported the automatic restoration of rights for violent felons and sex offenders, making it easier for them to obtain firearms and serve on juries. One of these felons was a convicted child molester. John Bowen had his rights restored 2 months after being found with one of the largest child pornography collections in Virginia's history. 43 prosecutors, Republicans, Democrats, and independents opposed Ralph Northam's risky policy. Now, Virginia law enforcement is supporting Ed Gillespie for governor. Gillespie has been endorsed by 65 sheriffs, the Virginia Fraternal Order of Police, and the Virginia Police Benevolent Association. Virginia law enforcement knows that Ed Gillespie will get tough on crime and keep your family safe. Ed Gillespie for a safer, stronger Virginia.
I'm Ed Gillespie, candidate for governor, and I paid for and authorized this ad.
Wednesday.
Why are you interested in working at our company?
Imagine trying to land your dream job.
I hope I got the job.
And having the whole thing televised.
I'm so nervous right now.
Real people.
The first impression is everything.
Real jobs.
What do you think makes you a good fit?
Real interviews.
I'm always the person that strategizes.
These are the great jobs.
Somebody's about to get hired.
I really want this job so bad.
It's going to be a tough decision.
The Job Interview. Series premiere Wednesday, 10 Eastern and Pacific. CNBC. Get yours.
Everyone deserves to feel good inside, and the experts at AirServe of Northern Virginia know how to make you feel good inside your home with indoor comfort systems that are inside your budget. Get up to a $1,600 rebate, up to 72 months interest-free financing on a qualifying new Lennox system that'll keep your comfort up and your utility bills down. Call AirServe of Northern Virginia at 571-292-3081. That's 571-292-3081.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll be joined by John Lott. He is the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. He is also the author of More Guns, Less Crime, and we'll talk about that deadly shooting in Texas with him. It is now 6:30, and WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Election in Virginia. Complete coverage Tuesday night on WMAL. A Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Leaf Guard. Some late-game heroics earned a victory for the Redskins in Seattle. A 39-yard pass by Kirk Cousins to Josh Doctson set up the winning touchdown.
Cousins to the shotgun. Takes a snap. Looking. Going down the left sideline, looking for Doctson. Caught! It is caught! Inside the 5 to the 1-yard line! What a catch by Josh Doctson. He laid it all out that time.
Larry Michael with the call on WMAL. Redskins got the 17-14 upset win to improve to 4-4 on the season. A small Texas town near San Antonio is looking desperately for answers this morning after a massacre at a church yesterday left 26 people dead.
The dead range in age from 72 to 5 years old, which the sheriff says is tragic.
I mean, it's one thing to see an adult, but to see a 5-year-old, I mean, that's tough.
The shooter, Devin Kelly, briefly served in the Air Force and ran from the church when a man grabbed his gun and went after him. Kelly was found dead miles down the road with a gunshot wound. In Sutherland Springs, I'm Clayton Neville.
A Montgomery County police officer is on administrative leave today after shooting and seriously wounding a suspect last night in Wheaton. The officer was called to a shopping center where the driver of an SUV was ramming another car with his. The officer fired at that driver, although it's still not clear exactly why. Police said the incident remains under investigation. Transportation leaders across the region are warning drivers, bicyclists, and pedestrians to be more alert this morning as conditions could be a little different now that we're back on standard time. Shorter daylight hours in the fall and winter, they say, typically lead to an increase in accidents involving pedestrians. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,539, the NASDAQ at 67,64. Sports sponsored by AAA, a dramatic win for the Redskins in Seattle, wins for Dallas and Philadelphia. The Giants lose, the Ravens lose, the Raiders win the late game, the Wizards beat Toronto, the Caps host Arizona tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
AAA, the most highly recommended roadside assistance provider nationwide. Roadside assistance has been their primary focus for over a century. For most other companies, it's just an extra. Visit AAA.com to sign up or renew.
Autumn's in full swing and the leaves are everywhere. Have you cleaned out your gutters yet? It's a messy, dangerous job that's easy to put off, right? Hey, it's Chris Plant here for the LeafGuard Gutter System, the only one-piece covered gutter system on the market today. It's perfectly engineered to let water in and keep leaves and debris out. And best of all, LeafGuard comes with a lifetime no-clog warranty. If they ever do clog, LeafGuard will unclog them for free. I've seen firsthand how LeafGuard works, and it's an amazing product. When you put it on your home, you'll never, ever have to climb a ladder to clean your gutters again. Right now, get a $99 installation and a 40-inch smart TV with your whole home gutter purchase. Set up your in-home estimate today, and they'll also throw in a $25 gas card with your free estimate. No purchase necessary. Call 703-291-3114. That's 703-291-3114. Or visit them online at BeldonDC.com. That's BeldonDC.com.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm here with my friend and coworker, JJ, who just started a new journey of health with EMP 180. All right, JJ, it's been a week. What's it been like so far?
Well, first, 6 pounds lost.
Hey, now.
And that's actual fat. Man. I am down 1% body fat.
Fantastic.
Way quicker than I expected.
Yeah, I was going to say, was it pretty much what you expected, the whole EMP 180 process?
You know, the process is one thing. The energy was the surprise, and I shouldn't have been surprised, because working with you every day, I see the energy that you have.
Have you been to any restaurants yet? That can be a challenge.
I have. And I actually told the counselors in advance what we're going to do, and they looked at the menu with me, and they made some great suggestions. I had the filet. It was amazing.
Any meal plan where you can have a filet and lose pounds, you should be able to get
exactly.
behind. All right. Do what I did. Do what so many of our listeners are doing. Visit EMP 180 in Tyson's Corner and now Rockville. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. For a limited time, quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil are just $3.49. Plus, choose from a full line of filters to go with your oil change. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts, where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details, valid now through November 29th.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beltway, Maryland, heading through Forestville. We're really bunching up. You're up at speed as you come past 50, the John Hanson Highway, and down past Central Avenue. But keep alert at that point, because after Central Avenue, you're going to hit the brakes, and it's pretty solid here to get you past Route 4, almost to Route 5, Branch Avenue, scene of the crash. So a lot of activity there. DC, 295 southbound. Now as we pass Benning Road, East Capitol Street, it's the volume. You can get there without an incident now. Southbound BW Parkway, that exit ramp, that has been cleared. Heading over toward Fort Meade, we now have one lane getting by. It was a truck fire, so a lot of activity still. One lane open on 32 westbound as you pass Telegraph Road. That's before you get to 175. A lot of commuters head through that route. 270, Urbana, Hyattstown, Clarksburg, Germantown. Very slow. We had some debris earlier near 118 that had been in the travel lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances going up second part of the day, probably after 2 o'clock. Maybe some decent downpours in some spots. A breezy 73. Slight chance of showers early tonight, down to a colder 45. But that's about normal. Some rain possible tomorrow afternoon with a high near 52. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 59 in Manassas, 61 in Beltsville, 61 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning. Coming up here on Mornings on the Mall, 7:05, we'll be joined by Joe DeGeneva, a legal analyst. He's going to break down what's going on in the Bo Bergdahl sentencing, as he doesn't seem like he's going to do any jail time. 7:35, Trevor Maddich, WMAL's Redskins analyst, to break down a miracle of a game yesterday against the Seahawks. Pete Snyder joins us at 7:45 this morning. He's the chairman of the Ed Gillespie campaign in Virginia. Important to have him today. And then Michael Auslan is an Asia fellow at the Hoover Institution. He joins us at 8:05. President of the United States in Asia. He'll tell us all about that trip. I'm Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
Good morning. Joining us right now is John Lott. John is the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. He's also the author of More Guns, Less Crime. John, good morning and welcome back to Mornings on the Mall.
It's good to talk to you again.
Yeah, well, sad when we get to talk to you. It's always because one of these shootings has happened, which is a very sad thing. I wanted to start out with a question. We know that the shooter was discharged from the Air Force with a bad conduct discharge. He was sentenced to 12 months confinement after he was convicted of assaulting his wife and their child. As I understand the law, the Lautenberg Amendment means that if you are convicted of domestic violence, you can't have a gun. You can't legally buy weapons. You can't legally own weapons. Is that correct?
Right. If you have a misdemeanor or a felony conviction for domestic violence, then you're legally forbidden from owning a gun. You know, I guess we'll just have to wait and see what the exact charge was there that he faced. I mean, there's already been some errors in the initial reporting. For example, the initial reports had that he was dishonorably discharged. And as you say, now it looks like he had a bad conduct discharge, which isn't as bad. A dishonorable discharge by itself would ban one for life from being able to own a gun. And so, you know, as we happens frequently with these things, I guess we'll find out in the next day or so exactly what he got charged with.
And talking about the vulnerability of churches, we were just watching a headline just came across Fox News here about the idea of having a trained armed parishioner congregant in every church at every service. Is that where we've gotten to in this country?
Well, I wish that there was some other type of solution there. I don't know if it just needs to be one person there, but you know, obviously the risk of any one church being attacked is low, but the costs and the carnage, obviously, in this case is huge. And, you know, having somebody who's going to be there at the church anyway, it's not going to be a big cost to have them be trained. You want somebody who's unknown, you know, not generally known to everybody there as caring, or have multiple people there. I would just say, in general, we should have more people carrying concealed handguns.
Right, because
whether
we saw
it be the type of attack we just had in New York or other types of attacks, we're living in a time, not just in the United States, but in Europe and the rest of the world, where these types of attacks are very frequent. Europe, during the Obama administration, had more casualties from mass public shootings than the United States did. Mm-hmm.
And we watched a good guy with a gun stop a bad guy with a gun in this instance.
Right. I mean, the only problem is the amount of time it took for him to arrive there. He was a neighbor. He had to run out, apparently ran out barefoot. But there are multiple witnesses now in the Texas Department of Public Safety that said that when this armed neighbor confronted the attacker there, started shooting at him, the attacker dropped his gun and left. And a couple of the witnesses have said that the attack, as unbelievable as it is, would have been much worse, or been worse in any case, if the armed citizen wasn't there to stop him. There was no police close enough by to quickly intervene.
They say that the shooter was using some sort of AR variant. Do you know anything about the gun and you know, especially now, you know, this, John, nobody takes any time anymore on these things. There's already calls for gun control, President Obama calling for it instantly on Twitter, as well as tons of celebrities not only calling for gun control, but condemning people who are resorting to prayer as a response to all of this. What do you know about, what was your reaction to all that, and what do you know about the weapon?
Right. Well, I mean, it's clear it was some type of semi-automatic rifle. They say it was a Ruger AR 5.56. So, I mean, it's similar to most small game hunting rifles that you have there. One pull the trigger, one bullet comes out. It's a relatively small caliber gun. You can't use it to go and hunt deer in many states because the caliber of the bullet is sufficiently small that they're worried that you'll wound the deer and it'll go run off and die on its own someplace. But obviously you can do a lot of harm with this. But it's no different than any hunting rifle in terms of the rapidity with which it fires, the bullets that it fires, and the damage that it can do.
Yeah.
As far as the calls that people have been making, you know, there are at least a half dozen U.S. senators that called for gun control laws to get passed within just two or three hours
Yes.
of the attack yesterday.
Yes.
Before we knew any facts, just like they have. Last week when we had the truck attack in New York, you literally, within an hour, had people calling for gun control.
No question. John, it looks like another opportunity. This is the pretext for politics rather than waiting for the details to see how we could address it with politics. John, I really appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thank you.
We'll chat with you soon.
Thank you.
6:44 here on WMAL.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's over 6 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 250 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed. And you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 12/21/17. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares Comcast 250 megabits per second and 40 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Are you single, looking to meet someone, but just too busy?
Don't worry about it.
Miracles happen every day. Say, I once heard about a man who met the love of his life while he was flying on an airplane. Why, that could be you too. There you are, on your way to Dubuque for business, when you're suddenly upgraded to first class and seated next to an attractive brunette who smells faintly of vanilla. She's reading the same Swedish crime novel you are, so you strike up a conversation. As it turns out, you both have exactly the same playlist on your MP3 device. By the end of the flight, you're engaged. Oh, yes, and later that day, you also happen to win the lottery. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch doesn't rely on chance. They use a proven personal approach to get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. And that could actually change your life for real. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
6:45 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, there's a little bit of hope here for you. More though, I should say, a lot of hope. We have the now all lanes open northbound 28 as you come through Centerville before 66. Just watch all that activity move out of the center of the roadway over to the shoulder. So that's definitely giving us extra volume through that stretch. But again, nothing blocked. On the 395, now delays as you head through Landmark briefly at the 14th Street Bridge. Also, a little bit better news here. Maryland through Forestville, the crash now to the shoulder. Inner loop as you pass Route 4 before you get to Route 5 over near Joint Base Andrews. But big delays coming around from Central Avenue. Need you to be prepared for the extra time that will take. Also, Route 32. This is still an ongoing situation here with this truck fire. Crews tell me it's been extinguished for a while. They're still doing the cleanup westbound 32 right near Telegraph Road under police direction. 27, getting into Damascus. You'll need extra time. Crews are responding to the report of an incident. It's going to be north of Goo Road, which puts it south of Route 80. So Ridge Road, 27, looking at really stop-and-go traffic. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Little damp for the commute home later today. Scattered showers, thunderstorms coming in from the west with a cold front. Maybe some heavy downpours in spots, 73 degrees on a south breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 61 degrees at 647 on WMAL.
NextEra Energy is America's third largest capital investor in infrastructure, and they're paving the way for America's energy era. Learn more at NextEraEnergy.com.
They say the neon lights bright on Broadway.
All right, Broadway performers very upset with their audiences right now. This is a great New York Post piece. New York Post has a way of ferreting out all the nonsense in New York, and this is among it. Actors say that rude audiences are destroying their theater productions, their ability to sing and to dance in front of you, being destroyed by the rude audiences. Things like phone screens and glowing and ringing and people texting and wrappers from candy crinkling and people giggling at the wrong times during shows. They're fidgeting. They're rattling the ice in their cups. They're nodding off. They're snoring. They're running across the stage naked. Oh, not that. I'm sorry. No, that's not here. But they're laughing in all the wrong places. They're very upset here. They have one story of a guy, Reed Burney, who said that he was a torturer in some play. He was the chief torturer in 1984 at the Hudson Theater. And during one of his scenes, the house lights go up on the audience. And he said that basically every time he had walked out, there was a group of people in the audience who would laugh as he arrived. And they weren't supposed to laugh. There was nothing funny about it. But they just kept laughing every time he appeared on stage. So finally, at one point during the play, like the house lights actually come up and the audience is sort of involved. He points directly at the clump of gigglers. and just makes like a big face at them. And he said it shut them up. I stared them down and it shut them up. Meanwhile, there's one story in here which I'm just cracking up about. There's a show called Hand to God in 2015. Before the show got started at the Booth Theater, a young man climbed up on the stage and plugged his phone up into an outlet on the set.
Yeah.
And the house lights went down several minutes later, and as the show was beginning, he ran back up on stage to grab his phone out of the outlet. The outlet was fake. It was not actually plugged into anything.
I remember when that happened.
He said, girls were calling all day. What would you do?
This is why I'm moving to an island. You want to know why I want to move to an island? This is why. 649 on WMAL.
Want to know the secret to having enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much you'll need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple. Well, for me and my colleagues anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, and help you make realistic assumptions about your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, and investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources for you like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement, so make sure yours is everything you want it to be. Let us help you at Edelman Financial Services, just like we've helped thousands of people just like you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, member FINRA SIPC.
The VMI Honor Code. A cadet will not lie, cheat, steal, nor tolerate those who do. As a VMI cadet, Dr. Ralph Northam led the Honor Corps to uphold that code. And Ralph Northam has led his life by it, too. As an Army doctor, a pediatrician, and as Lieutenant Governor. Ed Gillespie has lived his life by different standards. Ed Gillespie is a corporate lobbyist selling out to the highest bidder. They call him Enron Ed. And Ed Gillespie has made one false attack after another. Independent voices across Virginia have called Ed Gillespie's attack ads false, fear-mongering, poisonous, and a descent into gutter tactics. The truth? In Richmond, Dr. Northam helped pass longer sentences for gang members and mandatory life sentences for violent sexual predators. Ralph Northam has lived by the VMI Honor Code. Don't tolerate Ed Gillespie's lies.
I'm Ralph Northam, candidate for governor, and this ad was paid for by Northam for Governor.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Have you ever heard the term roofing slump? Google it. It refers to the time period following the first snowfall until the spring melt, when roofing contractors tend to get very slow. For most people, roofing is a fall or spring thing. Once the first snowflake hits the ground, people tend to stop thinking about their roof. While the roofing slump is bad for us, it's great for you, because it means it's slump buster season right now. Slump buster is the fall season prior to the first snowfall, where New Look Home Design has one of its biggest sales of the year. Now through the first snowfall, New Look Home Design is giving customers 50% off all roofing materials. Buy 1 square foot of roofing shingles, get 1 square foot free. It's the roofs we install now that help carry us through the slow winter months. Call 800-279-5300. Again, that's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Take advantage of huge pre-winter slump buster savings.
It's 6:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. Happy Monday, Jess.
Happy Monday, Mary. Good morning. The Dow and S&P 500 are coming off their eighth straight winning weeks. The Nasdaq's coming off a record high on Friday, but futures are mixed right now. We're looking at a mixed open on Wall Street this morning. Markets were lower in Europe, mixed in Asia. Crude oil is at a 2.5-year high. Gasoline prices are heading higher. If you have Netflix, watch out for a scam email trying to steal your credit card information. This fake email looks real. It's catching a lot of people. It warns that your Netflix account is about to be canceled unless you update your personal information. Don't do it. You should see some lower prices on Amazon.com. It's been quietly lowering some prices by as much as 9% on items sold by third-party merchants on its site. The Wall Street Journal says it previously only controlled prices on the items it sells directly. Now, Amazon is often not the lowest price out there, but it's trying to get more competitive. Number one at the box office over the weekend, Disney's Thor Ragnarok. I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Wednesday.
Why are you interested in working at our company?
Imagine trying to land your dream job.
I hope I got the job.
And having the whole thing televised.
I'm so nervous right now.
Real people.
The first impression is everything.
Real jobs.
What do you think makes you a good fit?
Real interviews.
I'm always the person that strategizes.
You did a great job.
Somebody's about to get hired.
I really want this job so bad.
It's going to be a tough decision.
The Job Interview. Series premiere Wednesday, 10 Eastern and Pacific. CNBC. Get yours.
Last year, the number one name for girls in the U.S. was Emma. For boys, Noah. But did you know that in Uganda, a baby born with a cleft palate or lip is given the name which means cursed by God? Those children are destined to grow up in isolation. Smile Train empowers local doctors to do a simple surgery to correct untreated clefts for as little as $250, and it's 100% free for the child's family. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org. That's smiletrain.org.
It's 6:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Boy, it's a busy Monday morning commute. First, let's go Damascus, where we're struggling alternating lanes here to get by the crash. It's going to be on Ridge Road 27 north of Goo Road, south of Route 80. So if that's your normal trip, if you're coming south off of 70, you might want to rethink. It's going to take extra time for sure. 270, once you get through Urbana and Hyattstown, next set of delays as you're working through Germantown at some debris along the roadway. Clopper Road heading eastbound past Matheny Road, that's where we have a scene of a crash. We have a lot of accidents around the region, so in addition to the morning volume, please watch, expect extra time on 32 into Fort Meade due to the truck fire. Beltway Maryland Interloop, as you head through Forestville, that is jammed before Central Avenue. The crash before Route 5 Branch Avenue. Crews tell me that looks like mostly contained to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front moving through and a little damp, cooler weather on the way as we go ahead through the next 24 to 36 hours. Showers, thunderstorms rolling west to east, second part of the day. Today's high 73 on a southwest breeze. Overnight tonight, a slight chance of showers early, 45 with a north breeze as the front is through. Tomorrow, occasional rain coming back in the afternoon and a cool 52. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 62 degrees at 6:56 on WMAL.
Don't buy new carpets. Get a zero-res deep clean and save. Three rooms of carpets clean for just $159. Book at ZeroResDC.com. That's ZeroResDC.com.
All right, everybody in sports is doing something other than sports these days. So, let's bring you one of the latest additions to that story. Charles Barkley, who is a hilarious TNT commentator, I think unintentionally so. He has thoughts about vegetarians that he just started whipping out in the middle of a broadcast last week. Listen to Charles Barkley's take on vegetarians. See if it squares with your sense of reality.
And Marcus, the thing he's got to do is he's got to be so aggressive when Kawhi comes back. He's a terrific player.
Normal.
He's one of those guys. He makes me nervous. I don't like people who don't get mad, Ernie.
Normal.
I don't trust people. Like vegetarians, that's not a thing. Everybody likes meat. But I don't like people. What? It's not a thing, Ernie. Just because they say it doesn't make it true. So LaMarcus, to me, has to be aggressive when Kawhi comes back.
Vegetarians don't exist, Charles Barkley says.
I don't trust people. Like vegetarians, that's not a thing. Everybody likes meat. But I don't like people. What? It's not a thing, Ernie. Just because they say it doesn't make it true.
That's hilarious.
Are you with Charles Barkley or against him? Does everybody secretly like meat?
I can't trust anyone who doesn't like bacon.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like bacon?
Maybe.
Right?
Maybe Barkles is on to something here.
I had a brother who was vegetarian for a little while. And then he wasn't anymore. He was vegetarian for a little while, and we were at an Oktoberfest, and all of a sudden I looked down and my Wurst is gone, and my brother's... I'm like, I thought you were a vegetarian. She took it right off my plate. I said, I thought you were a vegetarian. He's like, yeah, not anymore.
You mean your Wurst?
My Wurst.
You said Wurst.
Right. Auf Deutsches Wurst. Come on, just like, see, Mike McKay, bacon, the gateway meat.
Yes, bacon is the gateway meat.
Yes.
Bacon flavored anything will convince you. Like, maybe I should reconsider my vegetarian position.
I don't know. Do you ever notice that people who are vegetarian are always trying to make, like, cauliflower look and taste like some form of meat?
Yeah.
But you never see meat eaters trying to make bacon look and taste like cauliflower.
No.
Right?
No. If it does, you've overcooked it.
Right. So that's God telling you that you need the meat. Just saying.
By the way, like, I got to say, this whole Charles Barkley phenomenon, like, of just, like, declaring, I'm sure he was joking, but, like, he would not be alone if he was trying to be honest about this, because you have, like, Kyrie Irving, the Celtics guard. Over the last year, you remember he started floating this idea that the world is flat and not round and everyone's getting it wrong?
What?
So Kyrie Irving led off a number of professional athletes declaring that the world is flat. And just in the past couple days, he did another interview, a podcast. And in it, he declared once again that he thinks the world is flat.
he's doubling down here.
And here's why. Here's why, in case you were looking for his evidence. He said there's no real picture of Earth. Not one real picture of Earth. And we haven't been back to the moon since 1961 or 1969. It becomes like a conspiracy, too. There's no pictures of Earth, he says. Tell that to the Apollo crew who took a photo.
Is he telling us that the moon is gone now, too? I'm so afraid. Just,
oh, Kyrie!
I can't even go there. Coming up, Joe DiGenova. It is now 7 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL.